sound, ain't it, Phil? That woo. Sounds like we must have caught the owl thing.
He asked about what was all the rust, Mr. McGee. He said this here armacy of yours ain't going to run away, is it?
Ain't an armacy, it's a legacy. Not that it matters, me being one of the joint heirs. It says in the will, Phil, that I got to claim my share immediately or it goes to the next of kin. That's one of the conditions, and you know what that means.
Yes, sir. You is air conditioned. Well, how big a estate have you got, please, sir?
Oh, I don't know yet, Phil. Not more than a few thousand acres, I suppose. Small plantation. I hope it's got a big colonial house with big white pillars. You like big white pillars, Phil?
I ain't get fussy, Mr. McGee. I can just sleep most any place.
Chuck, this is the slowest train I ever rode on.
Wow. So it's rough, ain't it, too, sir? Real bumpity.
I'll ask the conductor how much further we got to go. Hey, bud, we're getting pretty close to Julepville?
Yep.
Good. We'll be there soon, eh?
Nope.
We won't?
Nope.
What's the matter? Can't this train go any faster?
Yep, if we can jump her back on the rails.
Wonder if Uncle Zeke raised horses on my plantation. Anything I like is good horses.
Yes, sir, me too. Only this is awful hilly country to raise horses in.
Oh, well, he could raise a few hill fillies. You see, Phil, all us McGees has been great horse lovers. And I aim to raise the finest herd of hay burners in the bluegrass.
Yes, sir. In the what?
In the bluegrass. The grass down here in Kentucky is blue, you know.
About what?
That rat it not about anything. It's just the blue color, that's all.
What color is the horses, please, sir?
Well, they're black. Well, what difference does that make? Anyway, if I raise horses, you think you could help take care of them for me?
Well, I don't know, Mr. McGee. I raised me some rabbits once.
Now, they don't need much help. On second thought, Phil, I think I'll put you in charge of the cotton gin.
Oh, okay, Mr. McGee. I won't drink none.
You don't get it, Phil. Down south, a gin is a kind of a powerhouse.
There ain't no milkshake up north.
Julepville.
Oh, are we there already, conductor?
Nope.
Well, didn't you say all out for Julepville?
Yep.
Listen, bud, do you know what you're talking about?
Yep.
Well, don't this train run through Julepville?
Yep.
And we ain't there yet?
Nope.
That ratted, I don't have to get out then, do I?
Nope, but the train's on fire.
The nerve of that guy. Well, we'll just sit here till we... Hey, what did he say?
Well, he said a little train burning up, please, sir.
Now, what are we waiting for? Grab them bags, sir. Grab my hat. Hurry up. Come on. Get out of here. Oh, I'm glad we got out of there. Train must be on fire, all right. You smell that wood smoke?
I don't smell like no wood smoke to me, please, sir. I smell more like shotgun powder.
Hey. Hey, conductor, what's going on here?
Fuse.
Who's fusing?
The Martins and McCoys. Here comes the Weaves boys. They'll explain it to you.
Gather round me, children, and I'll tell a story of the mountains in the days when guns was law. When two families got disputing, it was bound to end. Attention, your car.
Well, come on, Phil, hurry up. I think I'm on the track of something.
Yes, but I sure wish I had me a drink of water.
That's what I'm talking about, Phil. Cousin Lulu says the wells here don't bring in water.
Imagine that, inheriting land without any water on it. That might have been worse, please.
How?
You might have got you some water without no lead.
Listen, Phil, from what they said, I got reason to believe there's oil on this property. That's where we're going now, to take a gander at them wells. And if they are pumping oil, you know what that means? Millions. Why, I'll make a veritable garden spot down here.
You're going to make a vegetable garden spot?
No. I mean, I'll make this place a paradise. I'll build roads, put up some colonial mansions, swimming pools, swamp the drain, or drain the swamp. I'll call it McGeeville, and I'll be the first mayor, then maybe governor, and maybe even... Well, maybe that's a little premature, Phil, but... Oh, hi, Sid.
Howdy, mister.
You, don't you, Phil? Looks like a real hill nelly. You live here about this?
Yep.
What's your name, Sid?
Won't tell.
Why not?
Name's Daisy.
Daisies won't tell, huh? You a McGee, Daisy?
You a Higgins?
Nope.
Yep, I'm a McGee.
Me too. Fibber McGee, cousin.
Reckon you're my own kiss and kin, then.
Reckon I am. Can I have a kiss?
You can.
Miss McGee, please, that kiss and kin stuff is an awful old joke, please, sir.
Still, a gag that pays off like that will never go old.
You all come down here for the feuding, cousin?
No, Daisy, I've outgrew that stuff. Though I used to be quite a feuder when I was a young spout. Why, I blew away so much buckshot in my day that I crawl under the table to eat my caviar. Bullet Bouncer McGee, I was known as in them days, Daisy.
I declare.
Bullet Bouncer McGee, the big bold bush billy, brave beyond belief, brilliantly bumping off black bearded backwoods boys, bombarding billions of baffled, befuddled bozos behind boulders and back of beech trees, bandying bright banner with big bunches of bragging bullies, and the best known buckthorn battler from Baltimore to Birmingham. So it just goes to show, Daisy, that I ain't any stranger to a feud.
And if you'd try Johnson's Wax, stranger, dirt and dust would give up the fight because it's the grandest, easiest to
use.
No fooling, it is.
Hi, Miss Wilcox.
Hello, Fibber. Hiya, Watson.
Daisy, this is Mr. Wilcox. Harpo, my cousin Daisy.
Hello, Daisy.
Hey, you're kind of cute, mister. Reckon I'll marry you.
Oh, no. No. Hey, get away.
You all can't get the women in these here pot shoppers. Come on back here.
No, you don't. Help!
Get him, Daisy, after him.
I'll run him down. I know this breast like the palm of my hand. Man, back!
Me, when a lady meets a gentleman down south. Well, come on, Phil. I got to take a look at them wells.
Yes, sir. Well, there are two places right up ahead. That place or where they bit it really.
Looks like they've gone pretty deep, too.
Uh-huh.
Look at that black mud. Phil, you smell what I smell?
Smell like we come to a little filling station, please.
Filling station? It's oil! Hot dog, we're rich! There's millions in oil on this property. Come on, Phil. Let's run back and buy out the other heirs before they find out.
Yes, but ain't you going to divvy up with them, please, sir?
Oh, sure. I'll take care of them. But it'll take a guy like me to handle all them millions. I'll give them all an allowance. Say, $50,000 a week.
$50,000 a week?
Oh, well, make it $100,000. What do I care? I got plenty.
Yes.
I'll buy them a couple of batteries of artillery so they can have some real fuse.
Yes.
And still, you can have anything you want.
Yes.
Anything. Just name it and you can have it.
I want a drink of water, please.
Oh, well, be reasonable, Phil. Come on, let's get going. There's a lot to do. We got to get them other heirs signed up. Hey, what's going on down there at the cabin?
They look like they're real happy about something. They say they're all gassing and they holler.
They found out about the oil. Come on, Phil, hurry up. Hey there, Len. You got the good news?
Hey, what's this?
How'd you find out about it? Great news, ain't it?
Sure is, cousin.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build a big colonial house right here where this shack is. I'm going to lay out a public park on the hillside there. Recreation grounds. Swimming pools. Everything.
That's a heap of stuff to do with $8, sonny.
$8.
What are you talking about?
Well,
$8.
That's your share. We just sold the whole property.
You
sold this property?
Why? Why, don't you realize there's oil in them wells?
Of course I know there's oil.
Well, what'd you sell it for?
Cause the darn stuff gums up the steel and falls.